Hey everyone, I just don't understand one thing that financial problems are considered as problems. Physical problems are considered as problems. Mental problems are considered as a problem. But why not emotional problems are, why are they not coming, like why are they not considered as problems? Someone is emotionally abusing you. Nobody takes it as a problem. They just see, yeah, you have food. You're physically okay. You have food. You have no financial problems. And mentally fit. That is that enough? Why not like verbal abuse? Okay. You can file a complaint on verbal abuse. But non-verbal activities they do, you can't claim. That's what our place, the land which I was born, that's what famous for. You will never hear a word. This is what I call cheap politics or back-end politics. You cannot, no matter what, you can't claim. They'll never say a word against you. Everything they do is behind the things. Such a losers means you can't claim because they see. I can't complain on my teachers who just made ragged everything. They can't because they take their best friend or someone else beside you and they scold them, and those people will look at you. They look at you. It's very straight communicated. They're scolding you. Everyone in the class looks at you. But they'll scold in name of other people. And that person is finally okay with it. Because they clearly know it's not them. It doesn't hurt us. Like these things are not taken into consideration. Domestic violence? Okay, then what about this violence? This is more hurting than anything. Because we can't even say to anyone. And the most worst part is when your own family joins them. I have no interest. If they want to join them, it's their personal agenda. Let them. But let me defend myself. You can't be a flesh-eating vulture all the time and take things I have and let other benefit. Financial problems more than those things, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, this is most hurting. And more than this back-end politics or whatever, non-verbal abuse is to be stopped. That's happening in the entire place here around me. Like this, they don't say, but they mean it. They don't say it, but they will. They mean it and they'll communicate it to you. They will just give you no place to complain. You can't complain because legally they did no mistake, and officially you can't claim because they didn't say a word. But they will continuously harass and torture until you quit, and then they name as per their convenience for your drop out or drop back, I don't know, for that. Better just become more human beings than vultures or any kind of animals. I don't know why we all are so much. Yeah, see, I associate myself to crocodile. Because I am raised with Panchatantra stories. Panchatantra stories are told in animals. Like there are kids, king's sons who are dumbs. They don't understand normal human beings' nature. So everything, the story is told in animals. Fox, it means cunning. Like they raised us with animal stories and they expect us to be human. Why? See all those old stories, it starts with, even from Western also, we get flying tortoise. Why not teach the real human being stories? Why you need flying tortoise? See, these things are like this. We associate ourselves still as animals. I am a tiger, I am a lion. No, you are a rat, you are an elephant. It's nice, sounds good. When we compare ourselves always with animals, don't expect us to be humans. I just thought this correction has to be done. Before also I did one big mistake, like I opposed I know they're big people, but still I oppose. Like when someone cries, you are crying like a girl, you are shouting like a boy. it affects, it puts a ban on our emotions, and it they'll have gender confusion. Oh no, if I'm angry, people might think I am third gender or something like that. Like, our basic terminology of speaking, for you, you have no bad intention. You have good intention. You mean to say be soft, but you told it in another way. You mean to say like be brave, don't cry, but you told it in another way. It's miscommunicated. And here, miscommunication is taken as an advantage. They use it as non-verbal official insult. Means you can't claim it, as I told. Whatever you told and whatever they told is almost similar, but you have good intention but communicated in a different manner. Here, the same thing happens in reverse. In reverse, I mean they have bad intention. They want you to quit. They want you to insult, but they speak polite and never get caught. That's the only difference. I'm saying it to you directly this time, because I have, see, when I found it's wrong, I told loud. Now when I find it's right, then I have, it's my responsibility to communicate. You have good intention. You mean to say be soft. Instead of that, you told by because of the terminology we use in often language, you told like men. That's it. It's no wrong, but you have good intention in that. Be soft is what you meant. But the same thing happens reverse in here. They want to insult you, but they speak in a very good, polite way and do things officially that you cannot claim in your lifetime. It's just opposite here. So no matter where we are, no matter who you are, no matter who am I, no matter even I'm born in the same place, if I find it, I'll say it. That's what my nature wiring is like. So I'm sorry again. And I'm sorry for misunderstanding you, and I'm sorry for being born in this place. Two things. And girls, when they say sorry, they mean sorry. They don't mean any other things. That's it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.